consuming darkness, congratulations. You made it to one of the darkest times in your life. You might wonder, why would you be congratulating me at a time like this? Often, when we hear about darkness, it's referred to as a place that is obsolete, that is bleak, that is hopeless, that is lifeless, and it's a place that most would encourage us to run out of as quickly as possible. But I want to challenge you today to do something that's counterintuitive. I want to challenge you to embrace the darkness, to lean into it, to accept it, to own it, and to grow in it. And here's why. Darkness. Darkness is where life happens. Darkness is where expansion happens. Darkness is where beauty and light can come into fruition. If you were to fly out of this earth's atmosphere, what is it that would surround you? Complete darkness. In the universe, this entire solar system, this entire galaxy is surrounded and shrouded in darkness with bursts of light. When you think about a seed that's in a ground, sometimes people say, I've been through so much in my life. I feel like I've been smothered. I feel like I've been suppressed. I feel like I've been buried. But at the time that you thought that you were buried is the time that you were actually being planted so that you could grow. Underneath the ground of every tree, every plant, every living thing that we consume and eat as it relates to vegetation, there's darkness. There's often coldness. There's often isolation. There's often not much sound or interaction. And at that point is where growth is taking place. Think about your very conception. You started in a place in your own mom's womb, no matter if you were adopted or no matter who your caretakers were growing up, in your mom's tummy, you were in darkness. And that's where life was taking place. So I want to encourage you to embrace those times in your life where you feel that you can't see, you can't put one foot in front of the other, and know that there's growth and there's development happening. But sometimes when we try and break out of that too quickly, in the same way that if you uproot a seed out of the ground or a baby out of the belly too soon before the time of fruition, it will destroy it. I have some friends that own a farm, and I remember they were showing us about like the little baby chickens that were getting ready to hatch from their eggs. And they reminded us that, you know, you cannot try and help that little chick out of that egg, because if you do, it'll die. Like, the struggle is a part of its growth. The struggle is a part of where life comes forward. For anyone that's ever been in the room with a woman when she's had a baby, or for those that are listening that have had one, yeah, I know that there's some people that say that, oh, the birth was a cakewalk. Not very many. But for most, there is a lot of turmoil that's happening around the birth. There's a lot of discomfort, even to the point that at times it feels excruciating or unbearable, unfathomable. But after that, what is required for that life to come forth is that discomfort in the beginning. Even when you are exercising and training, it is the repetition and the pain pushing through that that brings the growth and the expansion of your muscles. And so I think that we can more quickly get through our challenges in life, our mental health challenges, if we stop trying to fight and reject what is happening inside of us and around us, if we can begin to embrace it and reach out for support in the process and supportive resources so that we can grow through the experience, not just go through it, but grow through it. And I know that there's some of you that are listening that you might feel like, I have tried over and over and over again in my life, and I feel hopeless. I feel desolate. I feel like I'm at the end of myself. And I want you to know that sometimes it takes us getting to the end of who we are and what we know and how we thought that things were supposed to be in order for us to break through and to experience the other side of the life that we've imagined for ourselves. Sometimes you have to come to the end of yourself. Sometimes what looks like an ending is really the place for a new beginning, because it is the end of something. It is the end of an era. It is the death of something. Maybe not the physical death, but a death of the way of being that we were going along for so long that just no longer serves us, no longer works. We've outgrown it. It's just like, you know, when a snake sheds a new skin or when a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, you're not supposed to look the same. It's not supposed to be the same. And you know what? If there is a problem in a building, you know, from a foundational standpoint, if there's a problem or a crack in a building at the 40th floor, they're still going to go back to that foundation. So sometimes we have to completely tear up the foundation of the way that we've been doing life, relationships, spirituality, money, the way that we've been taking care of our bodies. We have to completely tear that foundation up so that we can lay a new foundation to remove those cracks in our edifice, to remove the imbalance in our lives. And it's okay if everyone doesn't understand it. It's okay if there's people that you feel like don't get it. The main thing is that you get and you understand that you are in process. Trust the process. Don't get off the train too early. Go to the final destination. And you may have gone through something for years and years and years. Give yourself at least half that time to begin to correct and begin to recover and to begin to heal. Every action, every decision, every response, every reaction, it either comes from a place of love or fear. Ask yourself on a regular basis, am I reacting to this from fear or from love? If you tend to experience a lot of anger, anger is typically a secondary emotion. There's probably a lot of hurt and disappointment underneath that, which all stems back to fear. Fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear that I won't make it, fear that I won't be enough, fear that they'll be right. They said that I would never be anything. They'll be right. All these fears and these imaginations, these ideations that we have swirling through our mind. If we could begin to lean into love and lean into abundance and lean away from scarcity and into potential and into possibility and into purpose, then when we lean into that, it will feed that. We feed fear, it grows. We feed love and abundance, it grows. So if you're in a place that feels dark, that feels isolated, that feels lonely, welcome to a new beginning. Welcome to growth. Welcome to new potential. Welcome to new surroundings. Welcome to new relationships. Now, welcome to new supportive partnerships. Welcome to new mentorship. Welcome to new coaching. Welcome to new therapeutic relationships. Sometimes we want so badly to hold on to what is behind us or what we've experienced before because it's comfortable. But as we get comfortable being uncomfortable, we can expand, we can grow, and we can connect with people that are not only in the same place that we're going, but that have even gone a few steps ahead of us that can show us the way. Because experience does not necessarily have to be the best teacher. Someone else's experience can be. So my hope for you today is that you can take one more step, one more breath, one more chance, one more opportunity, one more decision, and one more day, knowing that you can create and write a new chapter in your life. And it may seem small, it may seem insignificant now, but great things are built in small places and sometimes in lonely spaces. But if you can get really comfortable with yourself, sit with yourself, love yourself, I tell you what, you'll never be lonely another day again. This is why people can be in a room full of people or in a house full of family and still feel lonely, because they're not comfortable with who they see in the mirror. I'm glad that you listened today. If this resonates with you, feel free to reach out to me and email me at jrocktherapy@gmail.com. You can find me on Psychology Today under Janice Rockman or on social media, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at jrocktherapy. Again, welcome to new beginnings. Welcome to a new start. Welcome to the next chapter of your life. Thanks for listening.